Walking this talk together.
Every hour.
Every day. This is 702.
Let's walk the talk.
She was born on this day in 1981 in New York City in the United States. What is her name? Grab your bragging rights by calling me on 021-446-0567 or 11-883-0702.
Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
The economic freedom fighters responding to the results of the matric class of 2021 that showed a slight improvement on the matric pass rate from the previous year, saying that the cohort demonstrated resilience despite disrupted learning and other challenges brought on by COVID-19. They did go on to say that those matriculants who obtained bachelor passes must flood the gates of universities to pursue higher education. Dr. Linda Meyer is the Director for Operations and Sector Support at Universities South Africa. Linda, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity.
That statement from the EFF must be worrying you, I imagine.
Well, we understand the plight of our youth to access higher education opportunities, but we're also mindful that there are capacity constraints. So the concern is obviously around the safety protocols and regulations under COVID-19, and also where large group gatherings are. We've seen instances, for example, you'll recall at the University of Johannesburg, where there has been, loss of life because of not being adequately prepared for crowds that arrived at the gates of the university. So we understand the need for all youth to access opportunities, but we are also then mindful of what it is we can and can't do within the available spaces that we have in universities.
In fact, it was that incident, was it not, that led to the Department of Higher Education establishing a centralized application electronic system, if you like, where no student, no parent of student, would then be required to go to a university campus for an application, rather sit in the comfort of your home and apply, and of course apply to numerous universities and colleges and see where you are able to gain access for tuition.
That is correct. So all of the universities have online application processes. Some of the TVET colleges do have walk-in opportunities to register, and also just to alert all the matriculants of last year for 2021 graduates that many of the universities have late application opportunities that have opened up on their websites where programs have been undersubscribed. So if you've applied to a university and you were unsuccessful in a particular program where other programs have not been filled, you can go online and apply to access one of those courses where there are still spaces available.
I didn't ask you to prepare the number, Linda, but do you have an idea of what is the capacity, certainly in the public universities, and there are 26 of them, as far as first-year enrollment is concerned?
So in the public universities, we have 210,000 spaces. And obviously within the private institutions, they have capacity for another 40 to 60,000, depending on the programs that they're offering. We understand that 537,000 students qualified out of the almost 900,000 students that wrote the matric exams to access degree, diploma and higher certificate studies, and specifically 256,000 students qualified for bachelor access, for degree access in universities and public higher education institutions.
It does lead us, though, to a much more important conversation that I think needs to be had in South Africa, where the default should not be a university. In fact, in many other economies, a TVET college or an institution that teaches you artisan skills would be the first choice, and only a select few would then be able to access university. Whereas in South Africa, we seem to be doing it the other way around.
Absolutely. So that, the age-old saying that someone would rather be an unemployed lawyer than a wealthy plumber unfortunately still holds true. But we have seen a remarkable increase in uptake of TVET college opportunities, because we must understand that as the global world, as the skill sets change and the skills requirement change, technical skills will have an increasing demand in the economy and the global competitive frame in which graduates then operate.
All right, Linda, thank you very much. Certainly wishing you all the best for the academic calendar for 2022. Dr. Linda Meyer is the Director for Operations and Sector Support at University South Africa.